You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Thursday prayed for the victims of Wednesday's earthquake in Indonesia, which killed more than 100 people. The Pope's remarks came during his Angelus address in St. Peter's Square for the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. Charles Collins has this report.
The 6.5 magnitude quake mostly affected the island of Sumatra, the same region of Indonesia where over 100,000 people died during the December 2004 earthquake and tsunami. Pope Francis said he wished to assure the people of his prayers for the victims and their families, for the injured, and for those who have lost their homes, adding, "May the Lord give strength to the population and support the rescue efforts." His remarks came during his Angelus address for the Immaculate Conception. Before the Marian prayer in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis spoke about the significance of the yes of the Virgin Mary, which allowed for the incarnation of Jesus Christ.
Anche per ciascuno di noi c'è una storia di salvezza.
Also, for each of us, there is a story of salvation made of yes and no to God, the Holy Father said. Sometimes, though, we are experts on the half-yes. We are good at pretending not to understand what God wants and what our conscience prompts us to do. We are also smart and never give a true no to God and say, "I am not able," or "not today, but tomorrow," or "tomorrow I will be better. Tomorrow I will pray. Tomorrow I will be good." Pope Francis said it is through this kind of thinking that we close the door to the good, and evil takes advantage of this yes, which is lacking. Whereas every full yes to God gives rise to a new story, saying yes to God is truly original, not sin, which makes you old inside, the Pope continued. Every yes to God creates stories of salvation for us and for others. At the end of the Angelus, Pope Francis greeted members of Italy's Catholic Action Association, saying, "May the Virgin bless Catholic Action and make it more and more a school of holiness and generous service to the Church and to the world." I'm Charles Collins.